This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you are hearing my voice, then you have survived the apocalypse. Or I should say, you are still surviving the apocalypse. Survivors is what you are. And now you get to take part of victimhood should you choose to accept this mission. Because we are all now victims of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Now, thankfully, your immune system fought off this dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus in the year of the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax. But at what cost? Trillions of dollars. I mean, if we want to put a monetary number on it, yeah, I'm sure somebody could figure it out. But the bigger cost was your freedom. Yeah. Oh, by the way, trillions more are still being sought. Don't think that the money grab is finished. Oh, no, no, there's still leftists out there. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. There's a, I believe Thomas Sowell said this, it's so easy to be wrong and to persist in being wrong when the cost of being wrong are being paid by others. And it's very true, right? If you go to Vegas and you have I got a system. And somebody goes, well, you got a system? Well, here's my money. And you go play with their money and you come back with half of it and say, hey, here's what the system did. It lost half your money. Here's half your money back. And the guy goes, wow, what do you think? Well, my system worked. I got a lot of gambling at your expense. And that's essentially what we are. We are gambling. The Democrats are gambling at our expense. They're in there having fun in the casino. They got nothing to lose. Hey, how much for roulette? Okay, put me down for black 22 and red 13, whatever. I don't know how to play roulette, as you can tell. But whatever you do, the Democrats are just out there playing with your money. It's a big lotto. It's exactly what it is. And they're going to always hit it. You know why? Because they're going to always use your money. That's what they do. Easy to be wrong and to persist in being wrong if the cost of being wrong is being paid by somebody else. That's true. Think about your kid. Think about Joe Biden's crackhead son, Hunter. Joe's been paying the bill. Hunter was just, hey, you know what? I'm going to marry my dead brother's wife, and then I'm going to mess around on her and get a hooker pregnant or a stripper pregnant. And then, and Joe's going, Jesus, what are we going to do here? And Jill goes, can't you get him a deal with the Ukrainian government, with the Ukrainians, and put him on the board of a company, and that way we don't have to finance him anymore? We can't afford him, Joe. Playing with somebody else's money. Whenever people are loosey-goosey with money, you can almost be guaranteed it's somebody else's. Your kids. My son, my youngest son, hey, Dad, blah, 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 I want to get something. It's only $500. I'm like, you got $500? Nope. Then where are you going to get it? You? No, you're not. You know better than that, you little liberal in training. Now, he's a staunch conservative. But when it comes to money, he doesn't get it. He thinks Dad's got plenty of money, or mom. So the point is, you know, you got this, that is a childish view when somebody believes you can get something for nothing. I was listening to somebody send me a clip of another guy's radio program. It was 3 minutes of my life I'd like to get back. But the key to the thing was a guy called and said, the reason why I want to vote for Biden is Biden's going to give me a bunch of free crap. The Democrats will give me stuff for free. And look, you don't have to be very old before you figure out it isn't free. Free, just sign up your credit card. Free, just do this. Free, just do that. What they're hoping you will do is not understand that something you're going to pay for it one way or another. They figured out the algorithms for how many people sign up for something and leave it, et cetera, et cetera. It's not technically going to be free. And then the other part, which is the real sad part, because it's one thing to get a service and say, I'm trying the service and I'll let it run a little longer. But it's another when you've got a product and it's free, but it's defective. It's not any good. You know it's not any good. It was made with crap. And look, there's all kinds of free things out there that I promise you, if you're a youngster listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, understand this. Heed these words. There is no such thing as free unless somebody says, here you go. I mean, that here is something you can have. I took some, I got these bagels because I was playing this Monopoly game in my grocery store. And I got all these bagels. I don't eat bagels. Too fattening. So I took 10 bagels over to my neighbor's house. They got Ring. They weren't home, but they could see me, so I hung it on the door. That was free to them. I don't want anything back. You can have it. But there's no such thing in the real world as free unless somebody says, here you go. Anyway, it is easy to be wrong and persist in being wrong. That's the key phrase, persist, when the cost of being wrong is paid by somebody else. Why is the persist part a big deal? Because if you're wrong and you pay for it yourself, you won't be wrong very long. I made a stock trade recently, thought I was doing aftermarket. I had made $500 in a day on this one stock. Thought I was trading aftermarket, hit the button, the market opened the next day, and it traded at the opening of market, and I lost $20. I was livid. Let me tell you something. If I was playing with somebody else's money, maybe not as big of a deal. Playing with my money, I was really upset. And you know what? I've learned from that mistake. The problem with leftists is they will never learn from their mistakes because they don't care about it since they're playing with your money. That's what matters. They just got to feel good. They could lose all your money. Have you lost money and felt bad, or lost something that you was of value to you and you felt bad, or you loaned something to somebody and they lost it and they flippantly go, yeah, well, it broke, or I lost it, and you're like, what? One time I was at a party, I left my glasses, $500 glasses, and a girl picked them. I called the owner and I said, hey, listen, left my glasses at your house. He goes, oh, wow, I gave those to this girl to take back to you. So I called the girl up. They were headed home. I said, hey, the owner of the place where we were said, you got my glasses. She goes, I didn't even think those were real. They didn't look like they had a subscription. I threw them out of my car. $500 glasses. She was flipping about it. Didn't even matter. Because wasn't her money. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. America's coming back. Actually, America never stopped working. We hit a bump in the road, and that bump was thrown there by Democrats. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Imagine being a Democrat, being in the predicament of the Democrats right now. You have a demented candidate whom you must watch every word that comes out of his mouth. You have a demented candidate who has a past where he's just a blatant liar, a pathological liar. You have a candidate who is being accused of a sexual assault. And you have gone to bat for him knowing that everything that you stand for with respect to the Me Too movement is now going by the wayside. You have been exposed yet again as a hypocrite. That's what the Democrats face right now. The cover-ups based on these looming anvils that are being held over their head, because every one of the Obama administration swamp rats is under fire, including baby black Jesus himself, Barack Obama. They won't even talk right now about replacing Joe Biden, because who are they going to replace him with? You can't even bring up Michelle Obama. She's going to be tainted with it as well. Obamagate has been exposed. And all the people, all the hiding of evidence, Adam Schiff, I'm going to talk about these clowns a little bit later, but I just want to give you, I just want you to imagine if this were the predicament of Republicans, where I would just say, y'all, please, let's just, why are we playing around here? Let's just give it up. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Check us out in podcasts anytime you want. We're on all the major platforms, even though we monetize, if you want to call it that, through Spreaker. And we're getting it figured out little by little, and how to keep this thing, keep the wheels on the wagon. Anyway, the cover-ups that these Democrats have to go through, I wouldn't even sleep well at night when they make the comment, oh, he sleeps like a baby. Yeah, wakes up every 2 hours screaming. That is what Democrats have to be going through right now. Comey, Brennan, Clapper, all of them. The more we learn, the more we know how bad these people are, how evil, how vile to their rotten core they are. Whew, would hate to be them. And then, here's what's worse. You have Trump as your adversary, a guy who says, when you're ready to fight, he's like, shoot, he's taking off his tie, he's rolling up his shirt sleeves, or he just breaks the buttons on his shirt and says, let's do this. God, how scary is that for Democrats? They finally got, they met their match. I don't know if you've ever had that happen. You're going along thinking, woo-hoo-hoo, I'm really good. And then suddenly somebody comes along and goes, nope, I'm better. I'm smarter. I'm prettier. I'm faster. I'm tougher. In this case, Trump, he may be all that. And a bag of chips, as they say. Yes, fries do go with that shake. What can you do? Well, let me tell you what the Democrats will do. Because the Chicago mayor, Lightfoot, She explains what they're going to try to do in this clip.
With the executive branch, because otherwise it doesn't work. So you got to eliminate that compliance, and you make it a mandate, and then you do training, particularly in the city, I'll call them licensing departments, whether it's zoning, buildings, housing will be impacted by it, planning certainly, and you pick the people to run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance. And then I think you have the Inspector General do some spot audits.
What Lori Lightfoot is describing there is how they would use a crisis like this in order to implement the new world order, how to take over stuff. I mean, that's got to be pretty scary to you. There's no bones about it. She's saying, look, you don't ask for compliance. You demand it. You make it mandatory. You wonder why we are going to put a petition that says you can never do this again. We are filing lawsuits to say you can never do this again. Make parents have to educate their own kids after we pay our taxes? Really, you should be able to do that. Why am I giving you tax money if I'm going to educate my own kid? Which, by the way, I have to admit, I can teach my own kid a lot more than the schools do. I just don't always have the time. That's the problem, is our schedules, right? But this homeschooling thing opened my eyes. I don't know how it did with you guys. But let me go back to what Lori Lightfoot was saying. She's saying, well, we're going to mandate compliance. You will open or shut your business as we describe. We will have, I love this part, we will have licensing departments. This is how the Democrats feather their nest. They say, oh, we will grow government. Let's bring on new licensing departments. So, for example, think about, we're going to have a pandemic licensing department. I mean, you're going, what? I don't know what it is either, but it would be something along the lines of, in the event of a pandemic, you need to get a license to reopen or to open, or we'll shut you down. And then she says, we'll do zoning. and planning. So they'll have all kinds of departments that they'll bring. Oh, we're going to have a planning department for the pandemic. So let's bring on another 100 to 150 bureaucrats that will deal with the planning in the event of a pandemic. So we'll have signs made up. We're going to give out all these contracts to plan for the pandemic. We'll zone based on epicenters and outbreak regions and things like this. And then, again, you'll have to get a license in order to So what they're doing is they set these things up to where you're buried in bureaucracy. And that's the New World Order. The New World Order is you will comply. You will open your business, close your business when we tell you. You will stay at home or decide where you can go when we tell you. You will educate your own kids. We will put a lockdown on hospitals. So what? You die at home. We don't have to care about that. They want to pass H.R. 6666, a bill to trace the Chinese Wuhan virus are those who come in contact with it. I said call it H.R. 666, the mark of the beast. They want to be able to trace any communicable disease that you have and the people that you come in contact with, whatever it may be. They can disguise it as, oh, it's just this virus. This is the one we're worried about right now. It's only this one. Do you believe that? Because I don't. I know that's not going to be the case. What else will they trace? The president said to the World Health Organization, the WHO, he says, we're not going to, well, number one, he took away the funding, but he said this, we won't be fooled again. Powerful words. We won't be fooled again. You're not going to shut our economy down. I'm telling you folks right now, we better get to work. We as conservatives better get to work. We better start implementing, talking about legislation we want that can make sure that none of this type of stuff could ever happen again. Not on our watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the U.S. military as it takes on a new fight against the coronavirus.
In recent months, our nation
and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy.
Speaking at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, the president also praised service members for their actions during the pandemic. As you prepare for that Memorial Day cookout with your family and friends, Nicholas Bertram, president of Giant Food Stores, talks about food shortages and what you can expect at supermarkets with ABC's Good Morning America.
I would say that what we're seeing is continued improvement week over week. You know, the entire American food supply chain has been hustling and working very hard to make sure that there's more availability. And we're starting to see that. We're seeing it on the side counters in the meat departments and our fresh meat cases.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. During the coronavirus pandemic, many businesses are losing money. This even includes the illegal businesses, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The coronavirus pandemic has crippled cities and crushed businesses from coast to coast. It's also costing drug traffickers millions of dollars because their methods of moving money are now compromised. Since the start of the crisis, federal drug agents in major U.S. hubs have seized substantially more illicit cash than usual amid statewide lockdowns that have disrupted the way the cartels do business. Bill Bodner, special agent, said their activities are easier to spot and are more apparent than they were just 3 months ago.
Richard Grenell is confirming that he will be leaving his post as ambassador to Germany around the same time he concludes his work as acting director of national intelligence. Congressman John Ratcliffe was confirmed by the Senate on Thursday to be the next DNI and is expected to enter office next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Even after a 2-month sabbatical, House Democrats could not contribute anything serious. But they did find the time to keep fishing for another impeachment. More than a year after the Mueller report thoroughly debunked a collusion conspiracy theory, Democrats are still pursuing the administration in court over that document. In a new Supreme Court brief the day before yesterday, House Democrats said they had the right to continue because, now listen to this, the president's impeachment did not actually end with his acquittal. Couldn't end with his acquittal. The House Democrats are now claiming the impeachment that ended in February is not really over. Their brief says they are weighing, quote, whether to recommend new articles of impeachment, and referring to Chairman Nadler's Judiciary Committee, quote, the committee's investigation did not cease with the conclusion of the impeachment trial. That's Chairman Nadler's argument in a court case. Perpetual investigation, perpetual impeachment. If only someone could have predicted this, if only someone, anyone, had warned the House Democrats opening the Pandora's box of weak impeachments would affect our country into the future. Of course, Senate and House Republicans warned precisely that. And here we are. It's a suitable complement to the other ongoing incident where a federal judge has taken it upon himself to prolong a case that the actual prosecutors want to drop. These are fascinating legal standards, Madam President. Investigations are no longer end when a jury acquits someone, and prosecutions no longer end when charges are dropped. The House Democrats would rather spend a fourth consecutive year trying to cram their politics into the legal system than actually govern the country during a pandemic.
That was Mitch McConnell bringing it down for you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. He's right. The Democrats' stated goal, I heard this from multiple Democrats, was, I heard Adam Schiff say it, I heard Pelosi say it, we will keep Donald Trump in court for his entire presidency. They don't care whether the country suffers. They don't care if Donald Trump is 100% correct, that he's done nothing wrong. Does not matter. That's how sad it is for the Democrats. Doesn't matter. As McConnell alluded, He says they're still pursuing the administration over documents. They sued SCOTUS in Supreme Court because they want to get a list of the issues with the grand jury. Let me explain something to you. The Democrats don't want anything out. They don't want any information out. Susan Rice said she wants the Justice Department to release information on what Flynn said to Kislyak. She doesn't want it. She doesn't want it released. Don't believe that. What she knows is it probably can't be released because maybe they had a conversation about another country and how the United States was going to help in one way or the other. So when the Democrats claim, oh, we want this information, I promise you they don't. If the Supreme Court had ruled in their favor, the Democrats would be run. They'd have to go to the spin machine to try to figure out what to do with the data. They never want anything out there because here's the problem. The truth is in those documents. The truth is in everything that they aren't telling you. Susan Rice, I want it. No, you don't. It's opposite view. You already know this. I've taught you this. You've taught it to yourselves. It's opposite. The Democrat says, I want the data. They don't want the data. They go, I want the data. You should go, great. Give them the data. And watch what happens. They don't want it. They want to create the idea that there's something wrong, something sinister. Yeah. Still trying to impeach the president. Why? Because it's not over. Impeachment didn't end with the acquittal of the president. And I already told you guys a few shows ago, I said you can hear their language when they say things like, well, we need to investigate where the funds are going for this Chinese Wuhan virus. They're the ones requesting the funds. And then they're going, but we need to know where it's going. That everybody's spending their money the right way, and they're looking for anybody. It doesn't, if a company, if there was an Enron that got money and was spending it, they would blame Trump. He gave them the money. Everything will fall back on him, because that's how Democrats work. Easy, easy to spot. I don't blame them for being scared. I really don't. If I were a Democrat right now, first of all, please, I know I said that, but I would never be that stupid. But let's just say, for the sake of discussion, if I were a Democrat right now, I would be deathly afraid. Deathly afraid. The fear of knowing that my candidate is Joe Biden, a man who is suffering from dementia. And I know it. I'm not guessing about it. I'm not wondering, well, is it possible? No, it is. It's the case. A man so antiquated in his thinking, so out of touch with the real world, and you want him to be your president. You want him to defeat Donald Trump, coming off of probably the best time of your financial life, even in the period of Ronald Reagan, and you want to replace this good guy with this other guy. If we ran politics and there were no party, no party divisions, and you gave me Trump versus Obama, which, by the way, I told you guys Obama claims he could beat Trump. In his dreams, he could beat him. But you just gave me the statistics. I picked Trump every single time, and so would every Democrat. If you took the names and the faces and the political affiliations and just put down the records, there's not a Democrat on the planet who wouldn't, I'm talking about, that has a brain, that wouldn't pick Donald Trump over any of their other previous presidents. And I can tell you, as a fan of Reagan, I would pick Trump over Reagan in a New York minute. It would be too fast, I would answer. It would offend Nancy how fast I would answer, I'd take Trump. But how jacked up mentally do you have to be to actually want Biden to beat Trump? I would fear being inside of a mind that could think like that. I would fear that kind of thought process. But Democrats not only should be fearing how stupid they are for wanting Biden and for choosing Biden, they should fear what's coming next. Democrats hate not getting their way. And even though what we tell them, if you get your way, it will hurt you in unimaginable ways. It's like counseling your daughter to say, look, Do not go to frat parties and get drunk. Don't do it.
You just don't like me, Daddy.
No, it's just don't go to frat parties and get drunk, because you'll get taken advantage of. You can be hurt in unimaginable ways. Don't do it.
I'm going.
You know, that's the type of mentality that I see these people having. They're brainwashed. And you've talked to enough of them to know I'm not embellishing this in any way. These people are absolutely, you can't touch them. You can't make them see things the right way. But they're scared, and they have every reason to be. And I'm going to begin talking about their fears with Susan Rice. Buck Sexton, he tweeted this. He says, if someone under suspicion of insider trading wrote an email to himself weeks after a suspicious trade saying, I didn't have any inside information, everything was totally by the book, you'd laugh and assume the guy was guilty. Susan Rice apparently didn't get the memo. And I want to start with her, and maybe I don't know how long this will take, because we may end up going into part of our other hour, but I looked at the stuff that Susan Rice is doing, and I'm going, wow, wow, wow. Jillian Turner tweeted this the other day. Ambassador Rice's team confirms to Fox News that she was directed by White House counsel to write the January 20th, 2017 memorandum documenting an Oval Office meeting in which the President and President Obama and national security officials discussed Michael Flynn. Now, this is the infamous memo to self, email to self, or whatever it was. So she was directed by White House counsel to write that document. And that is where things are. Directed by the White House to play cover your butts. And it was a third grade ploy, as Buck Sexton alluded to, by saying, oh, that was what was going to get him out of trouble, is by writing a note to yourself about it. Yeah. That's what the can of worms is going to be. A person tweeted at this, and I didn't even know this, so I want to be clear. Well, you know what? I'm not going to have time to get into it. When we come back, I'll tell you what somebody else tweeted.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Talking about the fear that must be pulsing through the veins of the Democrats right now as they consider all the things that are coming for them. One, the fact that they've got Joe Biden as their savior, the guy who's going to defeat Trump, the idea that they would even want that. And number two, all the other things that are happening with this Russian collusion that's now circled back, but not on Donald Trump, on the Democrats. And I was it all sort of hinges on this, not all of it, but the newest part hinges on this Susan Rice and this memo that she wrote to herself where she says, we did it by the book, by the book, by the book, which of course means that they did not do it by the book. And when you talk about by the book, let me ask you this. Do you think the FBI should plant spies in another campaign, in a campaign? I don't think that's by the book. Do you think that by the book and a transfer of power from one administration to the other, that you try to set up the incoming director of national security? Or the, not the, what was he was going to be the national security advisor. Do you set up that person, or do you just hand over information? Do you work with the Brits and give them access to NSA documents and NSA information and data so they can build fake dossiers? I mean, I don't see any of this being by the book. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to, folks. KevinJacksonShow.com. So Susan Rice has written this memo to herself, and you have to see this, because the next quote I'm going to give you, which is a tweet that, because people are, you people are very astute, you follow everything, but here's what one guy says. Not only that, he says, why did they direct her to write it on the very last day of the Obama administration? In fact, Susan Rice wrote the email at 12:15 p.m. after Trump was inaugurated, and her lawyer told Chuck Grassley that the timestamp was an error. They directed it earlier, drafted earlier, edited over a course of days, took that long for White House counsel to confirm the language and what should be classified. Cut and paste job. Look at the space between the paragraphs. Who emails like that? Nobody. If you see the document, you'll understand what that person is saying. That they're saying, this is all contrived. This isn't just a, hey, listen, new administration coming in, just wanted to draw to your attention this, that, and the other. And the guy is astute enough and seeing, look, this is not the way things go. That's why the Democrats are scared, folks. Fearful for their lives. And why would she write this memo on the very last day of the Obama administration? Now, this came from her book. This is another tweet. From her 2019 book, note, she's careful to point out three times that she was directed by White House counsel, and the wording makes it seem that she and Biden were present, unless there was another follow-on meeting to the follow-on meeting. And then they give an insert from Rice's book where she says, three times the White House counsel directed me. Now, in her email, she says, three times, we did it by the book. By the book. By the book. This has a lot of people asking questions about this stuff. Now, here's what's really fun for me, because I talked about this the other day. I said the Democrats say one thing privately, and then they say something else publicly. So, or let me put that a different way. They say one thing under oath privately in like Senate testimony or congressional testimony, but then when they're in the media, they say whatever they want to say. Now, here's Susan Rice talking about the surveillance that we now know she knew about, but here she is talking to the media about it.
During the transition, after President Trump had been elected, that he and the people around him may have been caught up in surveillance of foreign individuals and that their identities may have been disclosed. Do you know anything about this?
I know nothing about this.
Well, there you have it. Here's this, what Susan Rice wrote in her book. In this follow-on meeting that the White House lawyers had asked me to document, President Obama sought the Justice Department leader's judgment of whether there was any reason that he should instruct me and other senior administration officials to be careful in how we briefed incoming Trump administration officials on Russia. Obama was explicitly not seeking to inject himself into any law enforcement business, and as always, He insisted that we proceed by the book to avoid any inappropriate White House involvement in Justice Department matters. Rather, from a national security vantage point, Obama wanted to know if there were any risk in fully sharing information related to Russia with the incoming Trump team. Comey offered his best judgment, which remains classified, and agreed that if anything changed, he would let the president know. This is what I hurriedly write up as a summary of that brief conversation. I email it to myself in order to record at the White House, whatever. So she even writes about, I'm just telling you, these people want, they think they got all the bases covered. They think they fooled us. And so now it all gets to get sorted out. And it was funny because I think I mentioned this earlier. Susan Rice claims, I mentioned this earlier. She claims, now I'm not having the Joe Biden moment. Excuse me. She claims that she wants the data released of General Flynn's conversation with Kislyak. And they also claim that General Flynn had way too many contacts. I'd like to see him. She claims that she released what he said. Release what he said. Well, she doesn't really want that, but I say release what he said. I personally don't care. Just scratch out the comments about countries or whatever, you know, redact it, and release what he says. I will guarantee you that General Flynn did not compromise his position or compromise America or the Trump transition or anything else in any of the conversations he had with these people. What is he implying? That he's a traitor? So release it. But here's what I also want released. They've been talking about, I don't know if you've caught this, they said all of these, he's the number of times that he's interfaced with the Russians, and I don't have the verbiage, but Comey makes a case that Flynn is talking too much to the Russians. It's unusual for him to have that many conversations with the Russians. I don't know if that's the case or not. It would be like saying, I had 4 conversations with my brother in the last month, and normally we talk 3 times a year. Okay, well, what does it mean? It might mean that my brother is having, you know, struggles with his kids. He's having struggles with his job. Maybe he just feels a little attachment, you know, because we hadn't spent more time with each other. It's not sinister. It may be unusual, but it isn't sinister. But in the case of this, I want them to produce the evidence that made you supposedly take pause. Produce the very nature of the conversation that made everybody go, whoa, we may not be able to tell this 3-star general who's worked for multiple presidents what's going on as part of the transition. Because I'm going to make you a bet, America. I'm going to make you a bet that there is nothing in those conversations that would make us go about General Flynn. And I'm going to make you another bet that there aren't even enough conversations for this to for us to be having the conversation about General Flynn. If my brother and I talk 3 times a year and then we suddenly talk 5 times a year, is that a cause for alarm? Or is that just, hey, man, I'm glad you guys are speaking a little bit more. The idea that Russia, I said this early on, why is it they picked Russia to demonize? China would be equally as easy to demonize. Equally. Maybe more. You want to know why China wasn't selected? Because Donald Trump doesn't have any, Donald Trump was tough on China. But Barack Obama wasn't. They rolled over. And, I mean, look at what Biden's involvement is now. We now know, and I still believe this is the case, at least I saw this a couple weeks ago, Hunter Biden's still getting paid by the Chinese. So, they didn't pick China because they had too many tentacles there. They just arbitrarily picked Russia. Russia became the bad guys. What? Are they not part of the world community? Do we not have a responsibility to try to get along with them? I asked this question early on. Anyway, here's my point. Susan Rice and that entire team is in trouble. They're under the microscope, and they're not going to get away with whatever they think they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.